You know, pricing can really make or break your business, because if you price too low, you might never be profitable. And if you price too high, you might struggle to get your customers. Prices affect everything from the welfare and well-being of your employees to your profit margins to how far you're able to solve for the people you're trying to solve for, and so much more. So there are a number of pricing models to choose from for your business. The most commonly used one is the cost plus pricing model. This is simply adding a markup percentage to your cost price. So essentially, for example, maybe you are in the business of making t-shirts and it costs you 50 rand to make that t-shirt. You can decide that you want a 50% markup on that product. Welcome back to Access Genie. I'm Ancila Nombewu, and we're now in week 5 in our 8-week course on how to build and scale a successful business. So far, we've covered how to identify your purpose and build a business around it. We've learned how to do your competitor analysis, your market research, and how to choose the right business model for the venture that you want to get into. This week, we're tackling something highly critical that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with, which is pricing and pricing right for your market. If you're looking for a spreadsheet to sort of get you started in this endeavor, please just go to the description below and click on it. And I have created a really great spreadsheet to help you get started. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, what are you waiting for? Anyway, let's get into it. Pricing can actually make or break your business. You price too low, you might never break even and make money in the business. You price too high, you might scare away your customers. So you need to find that sweet spot that ensures your customers are happy and your business is profitable, because pricing affects everything from your reputation to the perception people have about you and your business, your profit margins, the well-being of your employees, how you actually deliver services and the products and the whole morale in the company. So you have to price right, because if you price low, you might attract customers, but you're not guaranteed that they will stay, and you will struggle to cover costs the right way, meaning your service and the quality of your service might drop. You price too high, you might scare away customers and not find the right people who can come and buy your products, and you can lose customers to competitors who are maybe pricing a little bit low. So you need to price just right. For example, Netflix, actually, as big as they are, they once lost millions of customers because they were raising their subscription prices very quickly and people didn't like that. So they had to adjust. And McDonald's, for example, had to adjust in the US their $1 menu because the economy was struggling and people just didn't have money. So they had to adjust effectively. So now let's get into how you can make decisions about how to price for your business, whether it's a service business or a product-based business. So there are a number of pricing models to choose from for your business. The most commonly used one is the cost plus pricing model. This is simply adding a markup percentage to your cost price. So essentially, for example, maybe you are in the business of making t-shirts and it costs you 50 rand to make that t-shirt. You can decide that you want a 50% markup on that product, and then you sell that t-shirt for 75 rand. This is really great for businesses that are in retail, manufacturing, food and beverage, those kind of businesses. This is really simple and ensures that your business is profitable. However, the downside that this business model can have is that it doesn't really consider the customer perception or your competitors, and that could be a downside. So when you're choosing this pricing model, ensure that you at least put some sort of consideration in that. Another pricing model that you could choose is a value-based pricing. Simply, this means that you price your product based on the value that you give to your customers and not the cost. So essentially, you set your price based on what your customers are willing to pay you as a business. So it's really on, it's high on perception of the business. You need to know a lot about the psychology of your buyer. Who are they? What do they want? What are they willing to pay? How do they buy? How do they make their decisions? This is really my favorite form of pricing because it ensures high profit margins, because it's all about perception and value. The customer is paying what they believe your product is worth. So this kind of business model pricing structure is really great for luxury goods and luxury services or talent-based services. The downside, however, for this is that you need a deep understanding of the psychology of the market and your customer, because it's a psychological game. For example, a lot of people think an Apple product has more value than an Android product because they've positioned Apple as a value-based type of business, so they can price using that model. Another pricing model that you can choose is a competitive pricing model. Simply put, this means that you're going to charge based on what other people within the same industry are charging. For example, if I run a hair cutting business and then I see that everyone in the market is charging 100 Rand for a haircut, I have a few choices. I could either charge 100 Rand like everybody else in the market, so I'm on par with them, or I can charge slightly slower than them to ensure that my prices are a little bit more affordable and maybe the economy is tough. Maybe I could get a little bit more customers and take customers from my competition. I could charge a little bit higher than everyone in the market so that I can set myself apart, set my business or service as one that is more premium, one that is better than the others that are in the market. For example, what you'd pay at Legends Barber compared to other barber shops, yet a haircut is a haircut. Maybe the experience is different. That's a debate for another day. But when we look at other businesses that we already have, it's exactly what Nando's versus Pedro's did. When Pedro's came into the market, they priced slightly lower because their goods and what they provide is essentially the same as what Nando's provides. It's also the same with Checkers versus Woolworths. Salt is salt, whether you're Checkers or you're Woolworths, but Woolworths' price is a little bit higher, and we all think and believe the Woolies salt is better than other salt. That's just pricing. Another pricing model that you might want to use is the penetration pricing strategy. This essentially means that when you first launch your business, your prices are a bit low and you increase them over time. This means that you're able to attract a lot more customers, get them to experience your services, get them to experience your product, and then over time start to increase them. And we saw this with Disney, for example. When they first came into the market, they were really lowly priced and they started increasing the prices, but because we already enjoyed the content, enjoyed the experience, we stayed even when their prices went up. This type of model is really good for new businesses, even businesses that are in technology, for example. It works wonders. The good thing about it is that you're able to gain customers very quickly with this model because you're delivering a high product or superior services for lower than anyone in the market is charging. The downside, however, is with this is that it's hard to convince people to pay the new prices once they're used to the old prices. They start feeling like they're being shortchanged because I used to pay 50 Rand for this. Now you want 100 Rand, but I'm getting the same thing. So be cognizant of that con when you choose this type of model. Another pricing model which is used by a lot of luxury brands out there is the premium pricing model. This essentially means that you price very high for your products, ensuring that there's some sort of exclusivity, they feel luxury. Obviously, this comes with also developing superior services and superior products if you want to price the high luxury prices. This pricing model is really great, especially for people who are not looking to be the highest selling product, but they want to be an exclusive type of product within the market. It really attracts high spenders, people who want to be exclusive and seen as the high achieving people within society. It's really great for big brands. We've seen this with the likes of Louis Vuitton, Van Cleef, and all of these luxury products. And in South Africa, a good example will be Maxhosa. Those are premium priced products. What's great is that you attract high spenders and the profit margins are high, but then the downside is that it requires really great marketing and great networks of the people in that tax bracket. So if you're going to get into this industry, think about how will I really communicate and position position my business to ensure that it's attractive to people who are high rollers. Another pricing strategy that you might want to consider is the dynamic pricing strategy. This essentially means that you price based on demand. When there's high demand, your prices are higher. When there's very little demand, your prices go down. We see this a lot in companies that do maybe hotels, on e-hailing companies like Uber and Bolt, as well as in the agricultural industry. Have you noticed that when you order an Uber, for example, at 4 p.m., it's much higher, but then at 11 a.m., the same distance will be much lower. That's called surge charging, and they're using the dynamic pricing strategy to do this. What's great about this strategy is that, you know, you ensure that you get clients. Even when things are tough, you can adjust and get clients no matter what time it is, which means that you maximize revenue. But the downside, which you must really consider, is the frustration that this can cause to your customers. Imagine being a farmer selling vegetables, and every day when I come to you, I pay 15 rand for a bunch today, tomorrow it's 25 rand, the next day it's 30, the next day it's 5 rand. Can get quite frustrating for your customers. So when you're using this type of model, consider how you give them some room to feel better, how you build that relationship with your customers so that they understand that you use dynamic pricing, and that's just how it works. Another pricing strategy is a freemium pricing strategy. We've seen this a lot, especially with social media. It essentially means that you give some for free and you charge for some. So for example, you're watching this on YouTube, right? You might be watching from a free account. It means that every time when you're watching, an advert plays, and that's how YouTube will make its money, but they're not charging you for it. However, you can upgrade to YouTube Premium and you start actually being charged for YouTube Premium and you stop seeing adverts. That's a freemium model. We see it with Spotify, we see it with Facebook, and a lot of software as a service based type of businesses. So if you're going to get into this type of business, know that it can really attract a large user base because they get certain services for free from your business. However, the downfall is that a very small percentage will actually want to pay for it, because how many people actually pay for YouTube Premium compared to people who just watch on YouTube without ever paying? So consider that the percentages of the number of people who are on your platform compared to the number of people who are paying for the service will really vary. However, you can also make most of your money through advertising than from the end user actually being the one that's paying. Another pricing strategy that you can use is the subscription-based pricing model. This essentially means that you pay a subscription every week or every month or every year to use a particular product. So for example, I pay a subscription for Netflix, and every month I'm able to watch Netflix without any interruptions, without adverts, and then I pay them every month. That's a subscription-based model. We see a lot with this where people are providing services, for example, in the food and hospitality space. So when you're going to get into this kind of business that uses the strategy, know that you'll be able to have some sort of predictable revenue for your business because you earn based on the subscribers that you have each month. However, the downfall with this is that people can just cancel at any time. You're thinking, I'm going to make 200,000 rand this month. And then half of the clients cancel their subscriptions. And all of a sudden, you've got 100,000 rand in the bank. And if you really need to use that money, you might find yourself struggling. And then finally, the psychology-based pricing model. We know this too well. You know, when you get to a shop, everything is $9.99, $99.99, $129.99. That's psychology. It's where you price your products to make the people who are purchasing it feel like your product is actually cheap when it's not. When somebody says it's $99.99, you're thinking, ha, it's not even 100 rand, guys. It's less than 100 rand. Yes, it's actually 100 rand. So you'll say $99.99 instead of saying 100 rand, because to the person that's purchasing it, feels like it's cheaper. So it's a psychology-based pricing model. What's great with this pricing model is that it keeps things simple. You're able to increase. People feel good. People feel like the prices are really cheaper. However, if your product or your service is for the luxury market, do not use this pricing model, because people who are paying a lot of money don't want to be made to feel like they're paying less things that are 99. Just do it as 100 Rand if the product is 100 Rand. Now that we've done this, let's talk a little bit about how you can price for your business. Now you know the options you have. Let me walk you through how you can choose the right one for your business. Because let me tell you the truth, people don't buy based on what you want for the product. They really buy based on what they think the product is worth, what they feel about the product, how much they like the product, how much they think the product is worth. So your job as an entrepreneur is to make people feel like your product is worth a lot and they're actually underpaying from what you are charging. So these are a few steps that you need to take to do this. Number one, understand your costs. Start there. Ensure you understand every cost that is there for you to produce your product or deliver a service to your customer. When you understand those costs, which are your fixed costs as well as your variable costs, you're then able to start pricing it right for the market that you're working with. Make sure that you do this no matter what. There are a lot of tools that you can use to do this, for example, QuickBooks, wave accounting, but to make your life easier, I've created a costing spreadsheet. Go to the description below and click on it so that you can get access to it and can get you started in just understanding how much it costs to deliver a certain product or service. That is the first point and the first step to ensure that you price right. Then the second thing that you need to do after you've understood the costs of your business is to understand your market. Know who they are, how much they earn, how much disposable income they have, how much they're willing to pay for your product or your service, how desperately they want your product or your service. Understand them and their psychology so that you know exactly what price point would work for them. So, for example, somebody who earns 100,000 Rand and somebody who earns 3,000 Rand, they want different price point even for the same product. So understand who you are selling to so you understand how much they're willing to pay for the product. There's a lot of tools that you can use for this. For example, Google Trends. We spoke about Google Trends in our market research video. Go and watch it so you understand how Google Trends work. You can also use price intelligence platforms. There's a lot of software that does this, from Priceiver to Price Execution to Competera, Intelligence Node, SiteMinder, MindRest, and so much more. So go and check out any of those platforms and use them to understand your market better and their price sensitivity better to get you a step closer to pricing right. The third thing that you then need to do is to really go back to understanding your customer's pocket. What are they willing to pay for this product? It's a bit similar to the first step. However, here on step three, you need to take it a step closer by also understanding their psychology. You can use surveys, for example. You can get to understand if they're a luxury buyer. They don't want the 99.99, for example. You need to understand who they are and understand what they're actually thinking. You can use Hotjar, you can use SurveyMonkey to send out surveys and get to understand that market better. Now that you've done all of that, the fourth thing that you need to do here is to now choose the right pricing model for your business. We covered different pricing models earlier in this video, so you need to go back and take your time when doing this and pick the right model for your business. For example, if your business is using the premium pricing strategy, you need to ensure that there's exclusivity, that there's luxury, that your customers feel like, listen, I have arrived, when they touch your products or they work with you. You can't flood the market with the premium product, for example. So maybe if your business is a penetration pricing type of business structure, you need to ensure that you earn your market share very quickly so that you can start increasing prices properly. And maybe you want to look at value-based pricing. You need to then make sure that you're solving big problems for your customers, and maybe you're looking at price skimming, for example, then you need to ensure that your products or your services have that innovative edge that makes them different from what is already on the market. And now that you have that and you know what pricing strategy you're using, now you need to ensure that you test and optimize. Do your A/B testing by giving different prices to different groups of people. And then you are able to sit back and look at which price point has the highest conversions. Then you could see that is the sweet spot for your market, and maybe that's the price you should go for. You can also use different tools to try and figure this out. You can use Optimizely for your A/B testing, and you can use ProfitWell to also get some data that can give you insights on performances on different pricing strategies. Now that we've done all of this, let me perhaps give you a real life example. Let's go back to a pet dental care brand that we've been using as a scenario throughout this course. So if I were to start this pet dental care brand where we are making toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental chews and powders for pets like dogs and cats, this is how I would choose my business pricing strategy. There's really about four from all of the strategies that I named above that could work for this business. Number one is a value-based pricing system. This is because with this type of business, you are delivering exceptional value. Pet owners love their pets. They're part of the family, and this product will be taking care of their health, making sure they have longevity and they're happier dogs or cats. So you're delivering exceptional value. So you could look at a value-based business strategic model for your pricing. And I could also look at a bundling and psychology pricing model where I'll create a bundle for different products within our range and then send them to our customers. But the way in which I'll price them psychologically, instead of saying something is priced at 300 Rand, I'd say 299 Rand, so that it feels much more cheaper for the customer. Because remember, for hundreds of years, customers have not been brushing their pet's teeth. And all of a sudden, I've got this brand and I'm saying, buy it, it's going to be good for you. Some of them might have a little bit of hesitation, especially considering the economy at the moment. People are struggling. The Rand is not doing well. Heck, the dollar is not doing well. So it's like a nice to have product for other people. So you need to price it nicely. So using that psychology system could work best for this product. Another thing that I could consider is adding a subscription model on top of this, where there's a package that I can send to pet owners every single month with little cards, fun games, etc., so that it feels more holistic, and that way I can know exactly how much money I get every month from the subscriptions themselves. And I'll also go e-commerce, make sure that I launch and list the products on platforms like Takealot and Amazon and sell there, and ensure that I also create my own website where I can sell those products as a way to try and push them. So I'll make sure that my pricing works for that and my business model encompasses all those different types of strategies that I've named there. Another thing that I'll do as step two for this pet dental care range is to ensure that I research my competition, get to understand where they're pricing the similar product. How much are they charging, and where do I want to fall on that scale? Maybe I could even price it higher, or I could even want a higher margin so that I've got some room for some losses and make sure that my profit margins are between 84% and 90%. Yep. There's brands out there that even have more than 100% on profit margins. That's really critical. If you really want to learn how to do this and you want a spreadsheet to get you started, please click the link below. I've created a spreadsheet to help you create a pricing model for your business. This will really help you create a business that can be successful. And please remember that pricing is just an art and it's a science. You must remember that you need to know your market, know what they want, what they need, so that you can understand how to price for them. Do you need to use psychology? Do they need cheaper things? You need to know all of that. Make sure that you tune in again next week, because we'll be doing another lesson on how to acquire customers for your business. Because now you have everything. You've got the right business. It's priced well. It's got a good model. You've got your market research, your competitor analysis done. But how do you even get your customers to come and buy from you? I'll answer all of those questions next week. Until then, goodbye.